City. And it's always a joy to come to Llanrumney. And what a joy on a family service occasion to not see the youngsters go out, but to see them stay in the meeting and to share together. It's exciting times in Wales. I was recently in a conference in Mid Wales with about 150 leaders from various denominations across the country, from North, Mid, West, South Wales, and all together exploring, you know, what is God saying to the nation of Wales at this time? And there's a real sense of anticipation that God is moving behind the scenes, stirring things, preparing things for a major release of His Holy Spirit and a real sense of reviving the church again. And I'm just so glad to be in Wales at this time. And I believe that we are on the threshold of new things that God is looking to do in and through His church. So be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. And I really carry in my heart this anticipation that you do too for Llanrumney, to see God break through here in this part of His vineyard. It's a great place where God's heart of compassion runs very, very deep. So you are in the right place, and it's great to see you here this morning. Right, I've got a question for the children. Name me some of your superheroes. Who do you like? Who are your sort of big superheroes? There's a new X-Men film coming out now, I believe. I don't know what it's called, but there's these what's it called? X-Men First Class, that's the thing. I've seen some trailer for it. And you know, there's all these characters, these superheroes from the old Marvel comics. Some of us older guys will remember the Marvel comics of old. But name me some of your superheroes. Who are these characters that you like? Do you remember in my day, it was Batman and Robin? Remember them? Sorry? Dan Dare. Captain Scarlet, yeah. The Spider-Man, the Hulk, yeah. What about you guys? Any of the youngsters? Superheroes. The Pixar film that was out a couple of years ago, it had a family of superheroes. Who were they? The Incredibles, that's it, yeah. And they all had... Who saw the film The Incredibles? Yeah? Don't the youngsters... No, you don't know that one? Okay, there's this family, mum, dad, and the two children... And they had these superpowers, and they could do amazing things. It's great. No, my superhero was, I suppose, the typical sort of archetypal superhero, Superman. Superman. Because he was just this ordinary bloke, Clark Kent, who did his normal job as a journalist. But he would go into a phone box or wherever he'd put this cloak on, and his underpants on the outside of his trousers. And I don't know if that was significant, but suddenly... He had these powers, and he could rescue people and support people and protect people. It was an amazing job that he did. And as a boy, I always wanted to be like Superman. And I didn't quite get to have the cloak, unfortunately, but I tried various things out. Got my bed sheet off the bed and spun around the house, you know, hitting my head against the wall. Didn't go through it. Anyway... We're on a journey as Christians, whether we're small, whether we're old, and we may not be superheroes, but we carry with us the strength of the one who is our greatest superhero of all. When you go climbing, I used to be in scouts. I did a lot of times with the scouts. And we'd taken our rucksack, all sorts of equipment when we'd go climbing up the hills. What's some of the most important things you can take if you go climbing high in your rucksack? Anything? Any ideas? Sorry? A compass, that's a good one. Yeah? A rope, good idea. You're going back to superheroes now. Action man. Yeah? What about, you know, if the weather turns nasty and suddenly you set off at the bottom of the valley, it was a beautiful sunny day, and you climb up towards, say, Pennyvan or somewhere like that, and if you've gone up there in the Brecon Beacons, it's suddenly the temperature changes. The weather changes, and it gets rather nasty. And you're glad if you've got in your rucksack a couple of things to help protect you. Right, I need two volunteers to help illustrate this point. Have we got a boy and a girl similar sort of age? It's mostly lads. What's your name? Manuela. Do you want to volunteer? And what's your name? Right, okay, let's give him a round of applause. Okay. Now, you know, if the weather turns nasty and you go climbing, then, you know, one thing you might have in your rucksack or in your bag is something. No one's superstitious here, are they, eh? You might have a little umbrella to try and protect you from the rain, keep you dry. But that's not really the most practical thing if you're climbing. There's a couple of things I've got in my pocket here. And I want to ask these two to have a competition, okay? Mandy, can you give us 1 minute on the clock? Can you time 1 minute? You've got 1 minute to unwrap this and cover yourself with it, okay? This one you actually need to wear. This one you wrap yourself in. We'll see who gets there first. So tell us when you're going to start. I'm going to give you these. You rip open the cover and you try to make sure you've wrapped yourself in this and you put this on, okay? Okay? Go. Rip it open. That's it. Pull it out. You've seen these sort of things before. That's it. Now, if you open that, you'll see it's something you can actually wear. See how well they're packed up? You see how small they were in my pocket? Just little things. It's actually the wrong way. Hold on. It's the wrong way around. You need to take your foot out. That's wrong. Okay. Now stay there a minute. Now, these are great things because, you know, this one protects you if it gets wet. If the rain comes down, you've got at least some sort of covering, some protection from the rain. And this one, it's not to shove in the oven with a bit of potatoes and stuffing. This is not bake foil. This is to keep you warm if the temperatures drop. This reflects the heat, keeps your body a bit warmer. Very useful things to have if you go camping. One to keep you warm, one to keep you dry. Are those important things, whatever our journey is? Okay, you can go back and keep those things, okay? So on the journey of life, we also need protection. Now, we may not have a Superman cloak to sort of enable us to have superpowers, but we do have protection against the elements, against the battles, against, you know, when times get tough and the storm winds blow and it starts to get cold. We've got a God who cloaks us with his protection, keeps us warm. Keeps us warm in the place of confidence and trust in him. Keeps us dry. Keeps us protected from the rains and the elements. Keeps us dry, in a sense, from the battle and the fatigue and the loneliness and the despair. He protects us. And in the scriptures, there's a couple of verses that I want to read to you. In Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12. In Psalm 5, 11 and 12. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. And over the page. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Spread your protection over them, that those who love you may rejoice in you. And it's this, I want to just leave you this morning with this idea that God spreads his protection over us. Just like we've seen our two volunteers this morning undo these little packages, wrap themselves up. One was then protected from the rain, the other protected from the cold. And they could go out there and you know, they could have climbed a mountain. They would have been safe from those elements. Another translation of Psalm 5:11 and 12 says, he gives us a canopy of protection. A canopy of protection over us, where we have security. With that security, we have a freedom to begin to take risks in God. You know, when we are covered and cloaked in the protection that God gives, we can attempt new things for him. You know, in Daniel it says, they who know their God shall be bold and do great exploits. You see, within each of us is a desire to be a superhero, really. Not maybe like Batman and Robin. Maybe not like The Incredibles or some of these other characters we've spoken about. But to be a superhero, to really to help others and to guide them towards a God who loves them and cares for them. To be bold in being able to say in school and in college and in work, do you know, I know someone who always keeps me safe. Someone who always looks after me. No matter how much difficulties I may face, no matter how many struggles there may be, I know God who protects me, who covers me. And hence I am secure, I'm strong in Him. Now the garment that God gives us is an amazing garment. This protection, this identity that we carry as Christians, whether we're young as boys and girls or whether we're grown up, you know, it's not got a designer label on it, this cloak, this protection that God gives, but it's got other things that distinguish it particularly. You know, when we carry Jesus around with us, when we carry His protection over us, people see something about us that's different, that we have a sense of real security and peace. You know, if things go wrong, we can just trust that God is going to help us through. You know, we can tell our friends that, you know, I know this is a difficult time for me, but I'm trusting Jesus. And they'll see that there's something different about us. I bought a tin of biscuits at Farm Foods last week. Any of you go shopping in Farm Foods? No? Well, there's this tin of biscuits I bought. It had a sort of Scottish castle on the outside. It was supposed to be some sort of shortbread stuff. It had a tartan pattern on the tin. And I thought, this is great. I love sort of Scottish shortbread biscuits and a nice tin. And when I took it home, I looked on the back and saw the biscuits manufactured in Malaysia. And they'd been shipped all the way from Malaysia to somewhere in the UK, repackaged. And really, this image of a Scottish shortbread thing was completely false. When we have the clothing of Christ upon us, when we have that cloak of protection on us, what we carry on the outside is what we carry truly from the inside out. If you've got a tin of beans in the cupboard, you look at the wrapper, or you go to the supermarket, buy a tin of beans, you trust that what the wrapper says on the outside is what's going to be on the inside of the can. It would be a real shock if something else came out the tin if you'd bought a can of beans and it was sausages inside. Or if you bought a can of peaches and some pears came out the middle, it would look completely wrong. What you are covered in says a lot about you. How you carry the protection, the cloak of Jesus on your life says a lot about who you are as a person. Yesterday there was this big race, and I didn't see it, but I heard the news in the last few days that the Queen had a chance for her horse to win this big, I think it was the Epsom Derby. And if you've ever seen horse racing, the jockeys wear particular colours. And the colours that they wear distinguish who the owner is, I think, of the horse, or from which stable they come from. So you look at the colour of the jacket, of the shirt that the jockey is wearing, and you know its owner. You know the owner of the horse that's being ridden in that race. Equally, if you come across somebody from Scotland wearing their tartan, a kilt, then that tartan will distinguish which clan they come from, which family they come from. Now, I don't know enough about some of the great costumes from places like Nigeria and others, that whether or not some of the material and some of the patterns distinguish regions or areas. Is that the case as well? So you see, part of the fabric of what you wear can distinguish who you are, where you come from, who, in a sense, has ownership of you. And the cloak that we carry, this protection that God gives us, says everything about who we are. If we wear it with confidence and with trust, we are protected by Jesus no matter what. No matter what winds may blow, we're safe, we're secure. Then it says a lot about who we are on the inside. The Bible's got a lot about garments and cloaks and things, and I really haven't got time to go into anything in detail, but just very quickly, three things. Joseph in the Old Testament. Joseph was the favorite son of his dad, Jesse, and he gave him a special coat, and it was called the coat of many colors. Some of you may have seen the musical Joseph, and he had this bright coat with all sorts of colors on, and it was to distinguish that he was loved by his father in a very special way. Wearing that coat was a symbol of a place of esteem and honor. Well, God's given us this coat, this cloak. It may not be bright silver. It may not be a plastic poncho. But it's this garment of salvation that we carry that holds us secure and safe because we know He is our Father and He loves us and we're cherished by Him. And it's like in the story of Joseph, the father gives him this special coat to wear because he's loved, he's cherished. And even more so, if we look at the story in the New Testament of the story of the prodigal son, where this boy drifts off and does his own thing. He's disobedient to what his dad wants, and you know, he messes up. And I'm sure all of us, no matter how young or how old we are, we've messed up many times. We've done things that we shouldn't have done. But Jesus told the story of the prodigal son in order to help us to know the reaction of the heart of God, the Father who loves us from heaven. Because when the boy realized how stupid he'd been and he drifted and done all the wrong things, he said, oh, I need to go back to my father. Maybe I can just be a servant in the household there. But as he turns and he goes back, and we can read about that in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, the father's there waiting for him and comes to greet him and tells the servants, get a cloak, get a coat for him. Put it on him. Let it be recognized that he is my son. He's not just a slave or a servant. He's my son. Put a ring on his finger. He's somebody who I value. I've been waiting for to come back. And you know, these stories we get of God wanting to help us to recognize that we are clothed with something very special and we belong to Him. We've got the garments of salvation. Isaiah 61 talks about the robes of righteousness and the garments of salvation that as Christians we carry. And you know, these things are just as real as whether it's a poncho or a silver thing that I had in my pocket this morning, a silver blanket. You know, we carry daily these garments upon us because we are favored by the Father in heaven. We are loved by Him. He places a canopy over us of His protection so that we are able to be confident and full of trust in Him as we climb the journey of life and get higher up the mountain. You know, as we are faithful to the things of God, as we seek to be obedient, no matter what age we are, you know, if we don't tell lies, if we don't cheat, if we don't gossip, like the others do maybe in the school, or if we try to live a life that is righteous and right, we are wise as to how we form our friendships and what we look at on the internet. And, you know, the whole way we live is seeking to honor God. If we do that, then God's protection remains so strong upon us. And we climb this mountain higher and higher with Him. And although, you know, it's something that is a great journey to take, it's a tough one as you climb higher because you need strength, you need energy, and at times we feel weary, we feel heavy, we feel that load is hard. But as we climb the mountain, we get a better perspective of what's down below. If you've climbed high, you see things down below that look so amazing because you're up high. And it's tough, the road, the path may be narrow. And it may be that, you know, it starts to get colder. Maybe the rain starts to fall. But we've always got the equipping of God. Like in the rucksack for a climber, he's got something to protect him from the wind, something to protect him from the rain, something to protect him from the cold. Always in our spiritual rucksack, in our hearts, in our spirit, we carry that protection that keeps us secure in God. Amen. So I want to finish just with that other final piece of cloth, that final cloak that all of us one day will carry, and that's this garment where we'll be dressed in white. In Revelation, we read from Revelation this morning, you know, we will one day be reclothed completely in this amazing garments of white, the saints of God who gather into that heavenly throne room at the wedding feast of the Lamb. The Bible talks about the time where we sit at this amazing banquet table in heaven with God as part of this wonderful bride of Christ, the church. And we'll be clothed in these white garments. But the scriptures tell us to be ready for that time when Jesus is to come back, that we are living our lives in the right way. That, you know, we know that we will be in that number. There's a sad story in the New Testament about a man who wasn't dressed right when he went into the wedding, and he was not allowed to enter in because he didn't have the right clothes on. Well, there's a lot of people in our community who haven't got the right garments of salvation. They don't know Jesus yet. And that's why the cafe here is so important, that we get that built. That's why the outreach that you do, the prayers that you do, the way we witness to our community is so important. Because we want to see so many more wear the garments of righteousness and the clothing of salvation upon them. Okay, last scripture. One from Psalm 121, verses 5 to 8. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord keeps you from all evil and preserves your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. And David, in the end of 2 Samuel, says this too. As for God, his way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. God is my strong fortress. He has made my way safe. He makes me as sure-footed as the deer, leading me safely along the mountain heights. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so our way is safe. We are protected. We can continue to climb. We can continue to make the right choices because Jesus gives us the strength that we need. He covers us, he protects us, and he helps us on the journey. And I tell you, that makes each of us the greatest superheroes because of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Isn't that wonderful? So let's go out there into this world. Maybe not with Superman's cloak wrapped around us, but we carry with us the garments of salvation, the protective shield that God places on us, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay, let me